Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday evening with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So get ready to magnify the Lord right along with us as we ask Evangelist Sheila Hameen to lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you, humbling ourselves, asking for mercy. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you will stop by here during this broadcast hour, that your presence will be felt and made known to those who don't know you. Oh, Lord, go out over the airwaves and reach those souls who have dialed in tonight. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Make whole, my God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will send your anointing, oh, God, that you will speak to every listener and speak to our hearts, oh, God. Minister unto us the things that we stand in need of. We are looking unto you, O Lord, and we are depending on you tonight. We ask, Lord God, that you will send your healing virtue, that you will touch, Lord, and heal those who are sick in their bodies. Oh, my God, and even those who are sick spiritually, Lord, make them whole, my God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord, and those, oh God, who are struggling with mental issues, Lord God, you're able to regulate their mind. Oh, Lord God, fix it for them right now while we're praying this prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, move in miraculous ways and work wonders, Lord. Have your way, my God. Take control right now. Not our will, oh, Lord, but let your will be done. Look on those on the prayer list, Lord, one by one and name by name. Bless, Lord Jesus. Touch, my God. Move in a mighty way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those who bereave of their loved ones, oh, God, give them comfort tonight. Give them consolation in the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels be around them, oh, Lord, and help them through this difficult time. We know you're able to do all things, Lord, and there's nothing too hard for you. Have mercy tonight, Jesus. Save the lost souls, God. Somebody is seeking salvation. Yes. Oh, Lord, reveal salvation to them, Lord. Give them salvation tonight. Save them, oh, God, from their ways. From the sin, oh, Lord God, forgive them and take away their sins, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make them a new creature, oh, God, and use them for your service. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you will look on the youth tonight. Lord, please move on them. Touch their minds and their hearts. Oh, God, protect them from the evil one, Lord God. Save them, Lord Jesus. Preserve their lives and their souls that they may carry on the future church in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we believe you tonight, and we are taking you at your word. We ask that you will let your word come forth. Let it come in power and in demonstration, yes, that the heart of the hearers may be moved and touched to repentance in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we praise you, and we thank you tonight for your goodness and for your mercy. We ask that you accept our prayer. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. Thank God for the prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. Just want to let everyone know you can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, Title I School. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the Bereaved Colbreth family in prayer. Pray for the Bereaved Thompson family, the Bereaved Edmond family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, Tina Lyons Capoletti, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Howard Smith, and pray for those who are currently requesting prayer and those that we know need prayer. And those are really all the announcements that I have at this time. And right now we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone out there in radio land tuning in once again to the Gospel Truth broadcast. Now, tonight we have a speaker, and it's from 1994, praise God, the late Elder Daniel Hoges, preaching the Word of God. Young minister had just come into the ministry and started preaching and doing the work of the Lord. At this time, we want you to turn your hearts and minds toward the Lord to receive the Word of God. You can receive your deliverance. You can receive strength if you're weak. Whatever it is that you need, hear the Word of the Lord. God bless you.
For all things. And at this time, I'd like to introduce a young minister that has been recently called unto the ministry. He may seem familiar to some of you and not familiar to all of you, but glory to God, the Word of God is what's familiar. So we want you to take heed to what thus saith the Lord, coming through this young minister all the way from Athens, Georgia. Glory to God. He's here to preach the Word of God under the anointing of God. He's been called, chosen, and anointed by God to preach this gospel. And we want you to hear what thus saith the Lord tonight, coming through none other than Minister Daniel Hoges, all the way from Athens, Georgia. Here is Daniel Hoges at this time.
Amen. Man, God bless you out there in Radio Land.
Yes.
Amen. We bring you greetings from New Orleans Temple, Athens, Georgia. Yes. Amen. We like to go to the Word of God. I'd like to call your attention to the book of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. If you have your Bibles handy, would you turn with me to 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, amen, in the 14th verse. It reads as follows. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray,
yes,
and seek my face,
all right,
and turn from their wicked ways,
yes,
then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Okay. Amen. In the 15th verse, and now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place.
Yes,
for now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. Amen. I'd like to stop right there. Amen. And for the next few minutes, I'd like to talk about the power of prayer.
Yes.
And I'd like to use for a subject, prayer changes things.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Prayer changes things.
Lord,
amen. And prayer is communication with God. It is a request, amen, unto God.
Yes.
Prayer is also effective.
Yes.
Amen. Prayer has power over everything.
Amen.
Amen. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen. Prayer, we're talking about the power of prayer.
Yes.
Amen. And God was speaking here to Solomon, King Solomon, after he had built the temple.
Yes.
Amen. And began to pray the dedicatorial prayer unto God. And God began to answer Solomon back and began to let him know. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, amen, his name is holy. Amen. The Bible lets us know that holy and reverent is his name. Amen. The name of the Lord is holy. Amen. And we also must be holy. And he says that if they will, amen, shall humble themselves, amen, humble ourselves. When we come unto God, we have to humble ourselves.
Yes.
Amen. Humble yourselves in prayer. The Bible says in 1 Peter, amen, 5 and 6, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Amen. In the 7th verse, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible went on to say, and Chronicles here, amen, the seeking things and pray. Amen. We will humble ourselves, shall we humble themselves and pray. Amen. And you know this is what many people don't like to do. They don't like to take the time out and pray. But we have to learn to pray. It's because truly we know that prayer changes things. Amen. Prayer has been known to change God's mind. Amen. If men will only pray, the Bible says in Luke 18 and 1 that men ought to always pray and not to faint. Amen. But people nowadays, they're going to stop praying and they're going to win the fainting. Amen. They took the prayer out of the school. Amen. And something else moved in. They took the Bible reading out of the school. Amen. And the policemen moved in. The drugs and the alcohol moved in. Amen. Guns and knives and violence moved in. Amen. But if we would pray, hallelujah, prayer would change things. Amen. The Lord said, if my people would just call by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face. We had to learn to seek the face of the Lord. Amen. I heard the word of God say, amen, in Isaiah 55 and 6, he said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. While he is near, let the wicked take his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. Amen. And he will have mercy on him. Amen. Upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. But my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Therefore, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about prayer tonight. We have to pray. We must learn to pray. Pray without ceasing. Amen. We have to learn to pray at all times. Amen. I heard a songwriter say, I've learned to pray in and out of season, any time, and for any reason. Prayer is the key. Faith will lock the door. If you believe, amen, you shall receive. You'll hear every word to say, and while you call him, he's on his way. Prayer will fix it every time. Prayer will. Prayer is the answer for the world today in the wicked world that we're living in now. Prayer is able to change the city of Camden. Prayer is able to change your city today. Yes, it will. Can I get a witness here? Prayer works today. And men were learning to pray. Prayer works. Yes, it does. Prayer is effective. There is power. Power in prayer. In your home, can fix it on your job, can fix it in your marriage. Can I get a witness? Prayer will, it'll fix it every time. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah, God. The Lord let us know if we will learn to pray. Amen. He said, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Amen. People today, they're seeking everything but the face of the Lord. They're seeking loved ones. They're seeking a husband. They're seeking a wife. They're seeking a boyfriend. They're seeking a girlfriend. They're seeking peace in their mind. They're seeking money. Fine homes and riches. Amen. But not too many people are seeking the Lord. But I heard Jesus say, amen, in Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord in a time like this. Go to God in
All night prayer. Jesus, praise. Midnight prayer. Jesus, praise. Pray. Pray. You can pray until prayer will change God's mind. Hallelujah. You can pray so sincere until that prayer will change the mind of God. Hallelujah. Prayer. It'll fix it for you. Prayer will. Prayer will. When nothing else will help you. Prayer will fix it. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of Hezekiah when he got sick, nigh unto death. And the prophet Isaiah went down there. God told him to tell him that he was going to die and not live. Hallelujah. But Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and began to pray. He said, Lord, now, Lord, haven't I, haven't I worked up right before you? Haven't I kept the faith? Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. And before, amen, Isaiah, to get out to the outer gate, God spoke to him and said, you go back. Go back and tell Hezekiah that I've heard his prayer and I'm going to add 15 years to his life. Hallelujah. God bless. God bless the Lord.
Want to get closer to the Lord so you can get more strength. now is your time to pray. As we get ready, prepare our hearts for prayer, let us turn our minds and our hearts toward the Lord. Eternal God and our Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for thine anointing. We thank you today because we know that prayer changes things. We thank you for an opportunity to come before you and pray and open up our hearts and pour out our hearts unto you. We know that you are a strong deliverer. You're able to do all things. You're able to answer our prayers. You know what we have need of. You know all about us. Fix it today, oh Lord. We humble ourselves. We come before you. We submit ourselves unto thee, that you may come into our lives, that you may use us in thy service. Touch right now. Give us strength where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Help us, oh Lord, to seek your face. Help us to run for our lives, calling on the name of Jesus, praying and communicating with you. Help us, Jesus. We need strength tonight. Oh, my God, we know that how powerful you're able, Lord. Look on us with a compassion and with a pitiful eye. Touch us right now, Lord. Look on your saints throughout the world. Touch them, oh Lord. Give them strength. Help them to go through. Help them to stand. Help them to go through their test. Help them to endure the tribulation. We know you're able. We know you got the power. We're waiting and we're depending on you tonight. Touch right now, Lord. Help us today, oh Lord. You said in your word, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, hallelujah. Lord, we would hear from heaven in the name of Jesus. Have your way today, oh Lord. We need to hear from you. Touch us, oh Lord. Bless and make a way, Lord. Open up a door in the name of Jesus. Strengthen, oh Lord, where we're weak. Make us strong. Help us, oh Lord. You told us to be strong in the Lord. Help us today, oh Lord. Draw us closer to you. We need a closer walk. We are seeking to get closer to you. We are seeking to do your will and to please you in every way. Take out everything that's not like you and everything that is contrary to the will of God. Help us, oh Lord. Make us perfect.
Help us.
Help us, oh Lord. Every spot and every wrinkle, move it out of our lives. Help us, oh Lord, to be pure and holy and clean before you. In the name of Jesus, bind the works of the devil. Cast him out today. He seeks to hinder your people. He's seeking to stop us from doing your will. He's seeking to keep us from praying. But help us to humble ourselves and pray. Seek you from our ways. Help us, oh Lord, to draw nigh unto thee. We know you're able. And now, Lord, I pray that you look on those that don't know you. We pray that you touch them right now. Break up the stony heart. Break up the fallow ground. Help them, oh Lord, to fall on you. Seeking your face and calling on your name and drawing nigh unto thee. I pray that you touch right now, Lord. Let your spirit prevail and let the blood of Jesus cover. Say to the uttermost, move in a mighty way. Take full control, oh Lord. Save a soul filled with the Holy Ghost. Help somebody to turn from their way, from the worldly ways. We pray that you save, oh Lord. Have mercy, oh Lord. Deliver the souls, those that are bound, those that want to be saved, those that want to know you. Oh, my God, I pray that you touch them right now, oh Lord. Help them, oh Lord, to receive the word of God. Help them, oh Lord, to pray and pray as never before. Realize time is running out. Help somebody to call on the name of Jesus. For we know that there's power in your name, and thou art able to save to the uttermost. deliver, oh Lord. Now, Lord, we pray that you heal the sick, deliver the bound, that you open the blinded eyes, heal the diseases. Oh, my God, have mercy tonight, Jesus. Be merciful, oh Lord. Pray that you look on my father, touch him, oh Lord. Heal his body completely. Help him to look to you. Help him to give his life to you. Help him to be saved, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, for everywhere throughout the world, touch and give your people strength that they may be able to stand and go through. Help your people to pray as never before. Help us, oh Lord. Help us to pray, Jesus, and run for our lives. Help us tonight, Jesus. We're waiting on you. We're waiting. We know thou art able, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Jesus, come to our rescue. Hear our prayer today, Lord. Touch us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I pray that you touch me, Lord. Heal my body, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, I know you can do it. I believe you, and I take you at your word. And I thank you in faith today, oh Lord. I thank you because I believe your word. I thank you because I believe that prayer changes things. I thank you, oh Lord. Thank you right now, Lord. I give glory and honor to thy name. I worship you, Lord, for thou art worthy. Your name is worthy to be praised. Help me, oh Lord, to glorify thee and lift thee up, to tell of your goodness, to be a witness in the name of Jesus. I know thou art able. I'm depending on you. We are looking to you today, oh Lord, that take us through, oh Lord. Pray that you look on the bereaved family, continue to comfort and strengthen them and take them through. Everyone who has lost a loved one, pray that you touch them right now, oh Lord. Comfort their soul. Help them to turn to you and look to you, the author and finisher of our faith. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for the message. We thank you for all things. And this prayer we thank pray you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I thank God for that precious word of God. Prayer changes things of a truth. I know for myself that prayer changes things. When you cry out unto the Lord, cry out of your heart and pray and send your communication up before the Lord, that prayer changes things. Glory to God. This was a beautiful, powerful, anointed word of God. I can still feel the essence of this message on tonight. I thank God for it, just as if it was when it was preached. I felt it when it was preached, and I feel it right now because God's word is powerful. Prayer surely changes things. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for this word once again. Now, at this time, we're going to have remarks from our evangelists and ministers. And if there's anyone else on the line that would like to comment or give exhortations or give remarks, you may do so at this time. God bless you.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Sorry. Go ahead.
You go ahead.
And I thank God for the word of God coming through. The late Elder Daniel, prayer changes things. And this message made me smile so much just to hear his voice preaching again. And he was a preaching pastor. He was talking about the power of prayer. And God, he answered Solomon and confirmed that if his people would humble themselves and pray, seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, he said he would hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal. And he really preached. And I mean, I'm not surprised because that's what he did. But I truly enjoyed this message, very encouraging message. I want to say to the people of God, keep on praying. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Man, praise the Lord. I thank God for just being back on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. And I thank the Lord for that powerful message that came through. He was talking about the power of prayer and encouraging us to pray without ceasing, to know that prayer changes things. And Lord knows I felt the anointing when that message was coming forth. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The anointing of God was so strong and so powerful, and I could feel it in my heart. And I thank the Lord for this great ministry, and I want to encourage everyone to take the word of God in and know that prayer changes things. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank God for such a beautiful message on tonight. I tell you, the late Elder Daniel, he preached, and he was a preacher, I tell you. He told us called and chosen by God. I enjoyed that word tonight, talking about the power of prayer. Amen. Yes. Prayer changes things. And I'm a witness tonight. Amen. It changes things. Because I begin to lose something, and I begin to pray and ask God, amen, to show me where it is.
All right.
I begin to tell the evangelist earlier, I said, I asked the Lord to show me where it is, but I don't know. And I came back again. I didn't say anything to her, but I went back again, and I said, Lord, show me where it is. You know where it is, Lord. Show me where it is. And I walked out the door and came back in, and it was sitting right there. And I said, thank you, Jesus. I said, your prayer changed the thing.
Yes,
I said, God, he'll do it. Amen. If you believe, because the enemy will try to get you to doubt. Amen. And say, God ain't going to do it. You've been praying all this time, praying all these years, and ain't nothing happening. But God, he hears and answers prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If you just believe him and continue to trust him, hallelujah, he will answer your prayer. So God is not the answer that you want, but your prayer will be answered if you just keep on praying, just like Hezekiah did. He turned his face to the wall, like the elder said, and he began to pray and let God know. Hallelujah. Remember this and remember that. And God began to send the prophet back to him and began to let him know that he added more years to his life. Hallelujah. If we just pray, take the time out to pray. Hallelujah. God, he'll make a way out of no way. When it seems like we can't find our way, seems like we can't do nothing at all. But if you just say a prayer unto God, you don't have to be down on your knees all the time. You don't have to be down there tired. All you got to do is talk to God, and he'll talk back to you if you are sincere in what you're doing. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was coming out, but I thank God for it anyway. That elder stirred me up. That's what I'm talking about, some words, some real preaching.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. That's what the people need nowadays, the word of God, because it's the word of God that will break their yoke and it destroy that demon on their life. The word of God will do it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, it will.
Not my word. Not the word of the president, the word of the judge, but the word of God. Amen.
Yes.
The word of God said in the beginning was the word, and
yes,
the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word was made flesh, and it dwelt among men.
Amen.
Amen. The word of God. Amen. Jesus is the word.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible said the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
That word is sharp. Hallelujah. Yes. It'll get the job done. When the enemy say no, God, he'll say yes. When you go before the judge, he might say no. He might find you guilty. But God has turned around and caused him to drop the charges.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Amen.
Right.
Sometimes you have to go back and forth to the judge. Amen. Like the unjust judge did the widow woman. Amen. She kept going back. She kept on going back. He wouldn't avenge her. But after a while, he said, this widow trouble is me. I will avenge her of her adversary.
Yeah.
Amen. And I got that testimony, too. I kept on going back. Amen. They laughed at me. Amen. They talked about me. They looked at me like, what you doing back here? But I kept on going back. I came back the last time. They wouldn't even call my name. They called everybody's name in the courtroom, but they wouldn't call my name. So I went up to the woman and I said, you didn't call my name and I'm scheduled for court today. She said, oh, your case has been dismissed. I said, thank you, Jesus. The whole courtroom started clapping. Hallelujah. The whole courtroom clapped. Because they knew that I had kept coming back and forth in that place. Even the prosecutors were clapping. Don't tell me God, he'll do it.
All right.
Thank God. I didn't mean to cut out that part, but I tell you, prayer, it'll get the job done if you just pray. Amen. If you just pray, if we just pray. And the same for God, we need to pray more. God knows we need to pray. Pray in time. Amen. Pearl is time. And it's high past praying time. We should be in prayer day and night. Amen. Doesn't mean, like I said, we have to be down on our knees day and night, but we ought to be praying day and night. Have a prayer on our tongue every single day. Every time we get up, every time we make a move, we ought to be praying. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of the late Mother Thompson. That's all she did was pray. Amen. We were children. We would be at her house, running around the house, playing in the house, just ripping and running in and out the door, up and down the steps, in the basement, back up, playing, running around, laughing and having fun. And she was sitting in her room just praying all day long, just sitting there praying. Sometimes be moaning, hallelujah. And when she gets tired, she'll put everybody down on their knees, make them get at the altar, which was her text. And he'll walk behind us like we was in church. And had us calling on Jesus, calling Jesus. You be down there crying like you was in church. Hallelujah. But she kept on praying. She'll take you in prayer when things didn't go right. She'll take you in prayer when things didn't seem right. Hallelujah. Or you were looking for a way out, she will take you in prayer.
Yes, she would.
Amen.
Yes,
I tell you, men ought to always pray. The preacher says not to faint. I just thank God for the word of God. Saints, be encouraged. You out there in radio land that's listening, amen. Take the word of God and live by it, and you will be saved.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank the Lord for the word, that anointed word coming through Evangelist Cynthia. I believe she stirred up. That's what I want.
Amen.
I want you to go ahead and let the Lord have its way. If you feel like preaching, go ahead and preach. Praise God, because it's needed. The word of God, it needs to go out all over the land. It's so much going on. We need to take this word and this gospel and prayer. It needs to go out all over the world. That was an anointed message that came through our anointed minister. He's gone on to be with the Lord now. But the word of God is still left here. And the word of God is going to stand. When everything else goes down, the word of God is going to stand. So we thank God. We thank God that he allowed me to find this tape, this recording. I'm so glad I found it. I got to digging and going through these tapes and things, and I saw this put it on. Glory to God. I said, this is going on the broadcast. Praise God. I remember when he preached that message, and he didn't stumble. He went on and preached it. Glory to God. I just thank God for the word of God on tonight. I encourage you to listen in to the Gospel Truth broadcast, where you will get the word of God, because that's what we was taught. We were raised up in the word, and we were taught to preach the gospel, not the gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we thank God for our evangelists, for the remarks coming to them, and the exhortations. I believe somebody else is stirred up. Glory to God. I was enjoying Cynthia. I tell you, could have went on. I tell you,
amen.
We need a revival. We need one of them old-time, old-fashioned revivals, prayer revivals. Praise the Lord. Amen. I believe that's a time, at that time that he preached this message, I believe we were in a prayer revival, because Evangelist Melinda had announced it just before he came on to preach. She said they were in a prayer revival. We need one today. Glory to God. But nevertheless, let us continue in prayer, because prayer changes things. The power of prayer. You know, it's power in prayer. Prayer. If you can get a prayer through, I tell you, that's power. Glory to God. A lot of people think because they can dance and kick up and shout that that's power. No, there's power in prayer. Glory to God. I'm going to let it alone. I thank God for the word of God, and I'm encouraged tonight to pray as never before, and we encourage you to do the same. And I want to say that on Tuesday night, we'll be back again, if it's the Lord's will, with the word of God on the oldies but goodies night in the gospel. Praise God. So you can tune in again, and you could dial in at 945-218-0218. And the access code is 5847-681. I'd like to encourage Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Khadija, Evangelist Cynthia, you all continue to do the will of God. God bless you. I'm praying for you. And for all of our radio listeners, we love you, and we thank you for tuning in once again. God bless you. And if that's all, we say good night.